stories about Marilyn have felt at arm's length from her, as if her time on this earth had been viewed through a diffusion filter. For one thing, many fantastic legends about her have been accepted as fact. Therefore, separating truth from fiction is not an easy task, especially since a good deal of the fanciful tales about her were created by the lady herself. You see, Marilyn Monroe had a love-hate relationship with the truth, and at times, with reality itself. It's no great mystery why she so desperately tried to avoid the truth. Often, it was agonizing, unbearable, and she hoped, escapable. Why? Because Marilyn, the picture of glamour and confidence to the outside world, was a woman far more troubled than most people knew. Though she would try to hide it from the world with her seamless portrayal of style and wit, those closest to her were privy to her deepest, darkest secret. She feared for her own sanity. Because her grandmother and mother were committed to insane asylums, Marilyn lived with the constant threat of impending madness. The often heart-wrenching war she fought with her own mind has never, until now, been properly examined and presented. Thankfully for this biography, many of Marilyn's contemporaries were convinced to come forward and discuss the specifics of her secret battle. Much of what can be taken from Marilyn Monroe's story is inspirational. After all, she is a woman who overcame seemingly insurmountable odds to become not only adored and respected, but also, arguably, the biggest movie star in all the world. Marilyn Monroe was so much more than just a famous movie star. She was a vulnerable soul, a generous spirit, and a brave soldier in a devastating battle with her own mind. Attempting to explain her difficult journey is the challenge I set for myself with this book. At the heart of the story, I discovered a very different kind of Marilyn, a woman far more complex and serious, and maybe even tragic, than the one I thought I knew. Prologue. The cavernous arena is electric, its walls vibrating with applause one moment, laughter the next. Yet, at the end of one of its long hallways and sitting behind a closed door is a woman having an experience all her own. Just minutes earlier, she had breezed through a crowd of onlookers and backstage technicians with a confident smile and a glamorous way. At this moment, however, while waiting for a drink she'd requested of a stagehand, she seems to shiver with apprehension.
"They're making fun of me," she tells the young man as he offers her a glass of New York City tap water. "Listen."
But he can't follow her direction, for he is too taken aback by how her eyes are locked on his, how she is talking to him, and how she is Marilyn Monroe. Indeed, even though he had shaken hands with the President of the United States less than an hour ago, this was the moment he would always treasure. Moments earlier, the woman had been an emotional wreck, confused and panicked when she popped her head out of her dressing room to ask him for the favor of a drink. But now she is looking to him for something altogether different: perspective, reassurance, maybe even wisdom. After it's clear that he is nearly immobilized by her presence, she drops her look of concern and smiles knowingly. After all, he's just another one, and she knows it. Another one of the millions of men who love her. One thing he doesn't know, however, is something that might surprise him. She loves him back. By May 19, 1962, Marilyn Monroe had whittled down her circle of close friends to a precious few, or perhaps the circumstances of her life had done it for her. Along the way, there had been many who tried to talk her through her bouts of anxiety or paranoia. However, their efforts were almost always in vain. Marilyn was convinced that she knew better. In a heartbreaking catch-22, those dearest to her would throw up their hands and surrender to her need to be right, even if what she was correct about was her own misery. Without anyone left in her world able to lift her from her darkest periods, she would spend the majority of her time alone, thinking, which was, of course, exactly what kept her in such despair. Therefore, it would often be in small moments like this one, time spent with a star-struck stranger rendered speechless in her presence, that she would be reminded of who she was and of what was expected of her. She pushes away from the wall she'd been leaning against and approaches the young man. Once standing before him, she bends forward, holds his ears between her palms, and kisses the top of his head.
"Thank you," she says in a soft voice.